Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love, and they love us right back. But in today's day and age, it is all about radio on the go and all the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, we only get you for a certain amount of time each and every day. You're getting kids off to school. You're getting a spouse off to work. Whatever the circumstances are, well, you know what it is? 15, 20, half hour, maybe an hour tops. You know, I get it. We want you to be a part of it. We want to be a part of you. But in that limited time frame, we want to make sure it's accommodating you and the way you go about doing your day. And if you got the devices, you got the iPhone, you got the Android, you got the iWatch, you got the iPoppy, you got the tablet, you got the laptop, whatever the circumstances are, well, guess what? You can get yourself all the apps. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, download them, /talk. Sports Byline USA, we're right there. That's the whole drill, you know. So you got no excuse. You got to listen. And that's the way it is here on the Sports Attack. You know, what is most important for us, our relationship with the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they get it. They're out there each and every day. They know what they sign up for, but that doesn't make it any easier. And when it comes right down to it, they're running towards it, and we run away from it, and it makes them very special, and it makes the relationship we have with them very special. So if you see somebody, buy them a cup of coffee, thank them, and then be on your way. And we're going to be on our way to a commercial right now. When we come back, we'll set the table here for the Sports Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they're
there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Domanskas brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Domanskas has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the coast. At Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, we know exactly what it is. There's always a lot going on in the world of sports, and it's not to say that the on-the-court and on-the-field stuff and, you know, spring training is going on, March Madness right around the corner, the whole nine yards. But, what's happening right now is a lot of stuff off the field and off the court. It gets old. I got to be honest about it. It gets old talking about it. And not old to the point where I don't want to talk about it. But, man, I would love to just get some stuff going where I'm sitting there talking about some games, talking about what LeBron did against the Brooklyn Nets, that kind of stuff. And we'll get to it eventually. But the reality is that there's just too much going on. Too much going on to ignore. And there's a lot of headline stories. We were talking yesterday about Jerry Jones and what's going on in the National Football League and the fact that they're going down a wrong path, I think. But they clarified that a little bit. And I guess that's where we'll start. And then we'll get into LeBron James a little bit and all that kind of good stuff. But there's plenty of stuff to talk about with the National Football League. As we're coming up, the Combine's getting ready to start tomorrow. And there's all kinds of stuff going on with that because there are storylines already starting. Sam Darnold not throwing at the Combine. But the overriding story thus far, and this is exactly what we've been talking about, and why the NFL just cannot get it out of its own way and cannot make things happen in the right way, is the fact that the running storyline of Jerry Jones having to cough up millions to the National Football League will not go away. And that's the New York Times report from yesterday, which we talked about on the show yesterday. It's now they're trying to refine it and clarify it a little bit and all of that. What they're talking about doing now is talking about Jerry writing a big check and basically to pay back legal fees. All right. Now, they're doing a happy dance around this. And I have trouble with the happy dance because I got a low BS tolerance. I not only have it in my career, I have it in my personal life. And you ask anybody who knows me, when my BS radar goes up, I start flailing out because I don't like it. There's enough of it that goes on in the world. And this is no exception. You know, somebody leaked to the New York Times that Jerry Jones was going to have to write a big check. And I'm with Bill Polian on this, and I was listening to him today on the NFL Network, and he was talking about it. And he said, hey, look, you know, I understand the realities of things. Social media, everything's out there. There are no secrets. Cameras are everywhere. Phones are everywhere. We record everything. It's all blah, 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 blah. And he's right. Okay? But some things are better kept under wraps. And some things are better kept behind closed doors. You don't air your dirty laundry every single time. Now, there's a certain segment of society that just can't keep their pie holes shut. I'm not one of those people. And I got a real hard time being around people who are like that. But somebody in the NFL offices or one of the owners leaked out that Jerry's going to get his. We're going to get Jerry. So what they did was made it public that Jerry Jones is going to get fined millions of dollars for causing chaos, basically. For getting pissed at Roger Goodell and trying to throw a roadblock up in his contract renegotiation, which was a fait accompli anyway. It was going to happen. But Jerry didn't get his way, so he held his breath, stomped his feet, took his ball, and wanted to go home. And now he's going to pay the price. But the reason why he did that was because of the fact that he felt the punishment handed down to Ezekiel Elliott was unfair. Zeke fought it with the blessing of his owner. And it cost the National Football League a couple of million dollars in legal fees that the NFL is going to turn around and say, you know, in the words of Jane Brown, it's time for the big payback. So cut your check. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Jerry's not going to be happy about it. He's going to appeal it, which is going to cost more money. And he'll lose. And when it's all said and done, when it comes right down to it, that's exactly what's going to happen. So nobody wins. Nobody wins. The league looks stupid. Jerry has to write a check. It looks like complete retribution. And, oh, by the way, it's not done, and it won't be done because Jerry's not going to let it go. Because now that it's become a public spectacle, and that's exactly what it is, a public spectacle, he's going to be embarrassed. And now every time when the Cowboys go into their mini camp and they go into the summer because it's going to drag out while he's appealing it. And who does he appeal it to? The guy who's fining him. So we know what direction that's going to go in. So every time the cameras line up, and we know Jerry is not allergic to cameras and he's not allergic to microphones, and he wants to be a part of it, the first question out of their mouths is not going to be, how's Jason Garrett's job security? Is Zeke in good shape? Do you think Dak will have a bounce back year? What are you going to do with Dez Bryant? You put the franchise tag on X, Y, and Z. Are you going to be able to come to a long-term agreement? No, 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 no. None of that's going to come up in conversation. What's going to come up in conversation is, have you talked to Roger Goodell? Have you guys been able to sit down and break bread and get past this? Are you guys mortal enemies for life now? Why? Because this is the world of sports now. TMZN. And that's what it is. There's no getting around it. So again, how do you look at the league? How do you look at what went on? Completely tone deaf. Tone deaf, tone deaf, tone deaf. And no better example than this. You know, they could have avoided this. Quite honestly. Now, Jerry's going to be at the combines. Roger could have very quietly gone to the combines. Now, Jerry probably won't go to the combine. Roger could have very quietly gone to the, I mean, as quiet as a commissioner of a major sport can be. And the storyline would have probably been, ooh, what happens if they cross paths in the hallway of the hotel? Yeah, okay. They don't go in public elevators. They don't go through lobbies. They go up private entrances and they go to suites and they go to meeting rooms that the press are barred access from. That's what they do. And that's how this could have been handled. Jerry, I got to talk to you. All right, man. You want the 12-year-old or the 15-year-old? Yeah, I'll take the 15-year-old. Pour me two fingers. Let's sit down. We got to talk. All right, what do you got in mind? Well, did you see the bills for what we put out? Yeah, no, man. I'm sorry. I was a pain in the ass. Well, you know, I'm used to that. But, Raj, man, look how you handled the I know. I screwed up. So what do you want to do about it? Well, what I'd like to do about it is bleep you, but I understand you got to hit me with a little bit of money. Well, it's going to be more than a little bit, Jer. We're going to have a conversation about this, and you're not going to be happy about it. What I'm not happy about right now is having to tap out and go to a commercial. We'll pick it up right in the middle of that conversation right after this short time out. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with In With Dan. Yeah, okay, I'm all right. Tongue-tied. I do this for a living. You're back with The Attack. I'm Bob Black, sending Roberto out on the West Coast. And when last we left, as the NFL turns, it was a conversation between Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell consisting of two fingers of scotch, one finger up in the air, and a checkbook that's out with a big check about to be written. And we talked about it. New York Times, the report, he's being fined, but now they're not calling it a fine. Now it's going to be restitution for the legal fees. That all should have been done behind closed doors. If not in Indianapolis this week, then Jones should have just very quietly flown to New York, gone to the NFL offices, where, granted, people are camped out, but met at a location somewhere with Roger Goodell and settle this. But instead, the conversation continues. So, Jerry, it's going to be $2.2 million. And that's if you appeal. If not, I can cut it down to $2 million. Well, if I don't appeal, can you cut it down further? Yeah. I'll go to 1.5. And we'll absorb a little, too. I could do that. All right, cool. Let's shake hands. You want another one? Yeah. Make it the 12-year-old this time. Give me three fingers. Okay, here's two, and here's another one. And that would have been the end of it. There'd been hard feelings. Nobody likes to cut a check for multiple millions of dollars, but they would have done it. He would have done it. Jerry would have done it. He wouldn't have been happy about it, but he would have done it. What he would have tried to find out is who's the owner who threw him under the bus and then backed the bus over by getting in Goodell's ear and saying, hey, you know, here we go. Get him to write a check because I don't want this coming out of my profit. But it's 32 teams. It's only a couple hundred thousand dollars. I don't care, Roger. I backed you on the committee. You back me now and get him to write the damn check. And that's how it would have played out. But instead, it's a public flogging, which nobody likes. And I don't care. You know, you think about it. You're in your car right now. You're heading to work, right? Or you're heading to school or wherever, whatever the circumstances are. You get to your job today or you get to your class and you wrote a lousy paper. So instead of the professor saying to you, well, I need to see you in the office for a couple minutes. Let's talk. You know, Bob, this is the third paper in a row that's really been substandard, and you're in real danger of failing my class. Oh, gee, Professor Smith. You know, aside from being high, I shouldn't have said that. I really been putting in the effort, and, you know, there's just certain concepts about this class that I'm not getting. Well, that's okay. That's something we can work on together. But I didn't want to call you out in front of your fellow classmates. Well, Professor Smith, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Or you're heading to your job. Hey, Bob, what? You know, your last show really sucked. Oh, thanks. I didn't want to call you out in front of everybody, so I had you come into the office. And, you know, we're going to work with you a little bit and, you know, up the production values and all that kind of good stuff. And maybe we get a better product out there. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Appreciate you not dressing me down. No, instead, Jerry gets called out in front of the national media. He's front page news. It's a continuation of all the nonsense, and he's pissed off, and I don't blame him. So this is not going to go away. And come the regular season, it's going to be a continuing conversation, and the paradox of the league is going to be, how do we continue to amazingly put our foot in our mouth, put our head up our chute, and just not get anything right. Because they get nothing right. And it's, you know, I don't even care about the other aspect of it. I don't care what Roger Goodell did with Ezekiel Elliott. Well, it was right, wrong, or indifferent. You're a Cowboy fan, you give a bleep. I don't. But for a league that isn't quite on life support, but is heading in that direction, in so many ways. Yeah, Bob, you're exaggerating. No, I'm not. They got to do better than this. in all aspects. And they just can't seem to do it. Now, part of that, definitely out of the commissioner's office, tone deaf. Another part of it, who tells billionaires what to do? Nobody. Every single owner in the league, every single franchise in the league is worth over $1 billion. Now you think about it, put yourself in those shoes. Who's telling you what to do? If you got that kind of skin in the game, and that's your net worth. My bank account starts with a B. Well, you know, you really need to sit up straight in your chair. The hell with you. Nobody's going to listen to that. You know, you should cut down on a scotch. The hell with you. You know, you shouldn't cheat on your wife. The hell with you. And those are the conversations that actually happen. Don't kid yourself. What do you think? These people sit at home at night going, oh, my God, my public image, the image of the team. You know, they put that garbage out there for public consumption. When they say, you know, we really care about what direction the league is going, and we're exploring all possible avenues to fix concussion protocol and CTE. And we had a meeting with the rules committee. We're going to clear up that drop rule and everything else. They could care less. So long as the shekels are coming in, they don't care. But what they're doing is they're very slipperily, I'm trying to get that word out because it's not really a word, cutting off their own nose and sliding down the slope. Oh, wait, what happened to my face? Well, you've been cutting off your nose for a couple of years now. What happened? In the meantime, somebody cut the legs out from under you. And that's what they're doing. So how do you remedy this? I don't know that they have an answer. And every time you turn around, there's something new happening. Literally something new every single day. And they cannot get out of their own way. And I don't know how they're gonna fix it. I really don't. And I'll give you another one, because it doesn't stop. Papa John, and you've seen the countless Peyton Manning commercials with Papa John himself, John Schnatter. I always say Shatner. Who went public last year during the national anthem nonsense and said, it's hurting business. Company pulled the NFL shield off its commercials during the game broadcast, took the shield off the pizza boxes. And Schnatter very accurately at the time said, we're disappointed that the NFL and its leadership did not resolve this. 12 days later, the company's stock dropped 12%. And if you don't think that's a chunk of pizza dough, you have no idea what you're talking about. Schnatter got replaced by the shareholders. This is a company he founded on January 1st, which, by the way, that went way under the radar. Nobody was talking about that. And was replaced by Steve Ritchie. Now, there's no penalty here. There's no buyout here or anything along those lines. So nobody hurts, but the league and the company decided to go in separate directions mutually. Now, this is a relationship that's been in place since 2010. This is big bucks. This is major stuff. Papa John's is the first NFL sponsor to leave the National Football League in the middle of its deal. Now, what they're doing is the cities that, now you got to understand a little bit about advertising with this. When they pay for a national spot, they pay a certain amount of money. When they pay for a regional spot, say I don't know, Denver Broncos. I'm assuming they have shops in Denver. And they buy up with that. It costs a lot less. And part of their statement was that they're focusing on partnerships with 22 local NFL teams. So some teams are going to get left out of this mix in broadcast, digital media, and key personalities in the sport. The company is going to invest in the NFL through its local market deals with the 22 teams, but it's no longer going to have a presence at the league's big events, including the draft, the Super Bowl, which will be given to whoever the new pizza sponsor ends up being. I would imagine it's probably going to be Domino's. I'm trying to figure out who the big-time pizza things here, because we don't eat that stuff here in New York. But this is a big deal. It's a big deal for the league. It's a big deal for Papa John's. Cost people their jobs. All because they couldn't handle the national anthem controversy. There's no controversy here. We're going to tap out. When we come back, I'm going to pick it up right there. Because, man, like I said, we got a lot to talk about here in the attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted Home Advisor.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Home Advisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, Home Advisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
Home Advisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Sending Roberto out to the coast. And 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. We were talking Papa John's and the fact that they're cutting their losses. And that's what it is, losses with the National Football League. You know, when you commit to a sponsorship with a major league sport, this is heavy-duty stuff. You have to buy a certain amount of time. And you remember for all those years, Budweiser was the sponsor, the official beer of the National Football League. And then they got away from it. Coors Lights took it. And you have to be able to make back on your product a serious amount of money to compensate for the amount of money that you're putting in advertising. Papa John's stock went down 12%. Their business went down 12%. That is tens of millions of dollars. And that shockwave reverberates through the entire organization. It cost John Schnatter his job as the CEO. You know, nobody's going to hold a charity auction for him. They have other people. Their chief financial officer is leaving as well. And they are moving out some of these people. Lance Tucker, the chief financial officer, is going to be the CFO at Jack in the Box. Now, just to give you, the dry stats, their sales were down 3.9% across the country from October through December, as opposed to the year previous. Now, 4% is a lot of money. Promotions didn't pan out because everything that they promote in that period of time, and you've seen all the commercials with Peyton Manning and all that stuff, didn't pan out. And the negative press that the league was getting spilled over to the corporate sponsors. And I don't know if you guys remembered, but at the height of it, end of October, early November, there were meetings with Roger Goodell and the heavyweight hitters saying, you want us to stick around, you better do something about this. Now, whatever he said placated most of the sponsors. A couple people pulled out. But this is by far the biggest, the most biggest brand nationally that's gotten away from the NFL on a national level. Now, they're keeping their toe in the water. They're going to do the regional spots. But for example, you know, why would you pay? And I'm just going to assume, I could be wrong because they haven't announced any details, but I'm going to assume that they're not going to have a presence in the New York market because there's no need. Although we have Papa John's up here, nobody goes to them. We go to Real Pizza Parlor. The only people that go to Papa John's and go to Domino's are college kids who can't afford anything and people who were stoned after midnight and all the pizza parlors are closed. That's fat. But as the market share goes down, because there are always new restaurants opening, there's always, you know, Papagino's and Big Tony's this and, you know, all that. They chip away at the foundation. And it's a little less each year. They barely beat their profit margin from 2016 in 2017. 14 years in a row that they grew, but they'd stagnated and they leveled off. And obviously, the shareholders decided that being associated with the National Football League was not something that they wanted. Now, their shares dropped 7% today. Again, big money. And there's not a hell of a lot they can do right now, so they're cutting their losses. And they're saying, okay. We'll take care of it right now. You're not comfortable with us being a part of it, then we're not going to be a part of it. And that's the way they're going about doing their business. This is big stuff. Now, you know, there could be another company that it doesn't have to do. I mean, in this particular instance, it had to do with the national anthem. But the next one could say, well, I'm not happy with what you're doing about domestic violence in the league. Or I'm not happy with what you're doing with CTE and concussions. Company can't be a part of it anymore. So we're going to we're going to pull out. This is the NFL's biggest nightmare right now. And don't kid yourself. The growth of the league. And it was funny. I heard somebody comparing it to the NBA the other day. And they were saying, well, you know, they should go to school on the NBA. And they're getting television growth and market growth and expansion and all this stuff. This league is going backwards. They're not going forward. And they don't know how to go forward. Everything they do is wrong. Everything. And they're now paying the price. And it takes us all the way back to what we were talking about with Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell at the beginning of the show. When you're tone deaf to everything that goes on. And they are. Because they're fat, they're happy, and their banks are full, and their bellies are full. Well, this is now the first time that a major corporate sponsor has pulled the plug. And like I said, 22 cities. So think about the other 10. What towns have they pulled out of? I guarantee you, and I'll wait for the releases and I'll talk about it somewhere down the line. But I guarantee you that the cities that Papa John's is not going to advertise in anymore are ones where the players had a more radical approach to how they handled the national anthem. And it will be New York, even though they weren't, just because they don't need to advertise in this market. But it will be in Pittsburgh. It will be in Philadelphia. It will be in Buffalo. They'll probably pull out of LA. They'll definitely pull out of San Francisco because that's where it all started. And they're just going to take their money somewhere else. But this is bad stuff. Bad stuff all the way around. And it's not going to get better. They'll get somebody to fill the void. You know, they'll get some second tier national brand, unless it happens to be Domino's. But quite frankly, I don't see Domino's because they're hurting too. Ciro's or, you know, Papa Luigi's. I don't know. There's got to be some secondary situation out of there. Of some national pizza chain. That'll pick up the slack. And I'm sure they're negotiating it right now. Pizza Hut? I don't know. Maybe. That one just popped up. I mean, I'm looking up national pizza chains right now. I don't know. According to the Daily Meal, I have to see if this is a slideshow or not before I start committing. It is. It's a slideshow. I got to go somewhere else to look this up. But you get the point. There you go, Wikipedia. All right, here's some of the chains that could step. Little Caesars, I guess they could step in. Like I said, I never eat at these places. Sparrows, who's filed for Chapter 11 countless times. Shakey's, that's a Southwest Midwest thing. Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, Domino's, Chuck E. Cheese, but that's for kids. I don't see them going in that direction. California Pizza Kitchen, which is Wolfgang Puck. I don't see them going for it. So like I said, it's going to be pretty limited. Maybe Little Caesars steps in. They got to get one of the remaining big three. Otherwise, they got problems. And when it happens, or if it happens, because they said there's another one lined up. They're just trying to finalize the deal. All right, but you know, who's going to pay the kind of money that Papa John's paid? They're not. Yeah, I'm looking at some of these. Most of these I never heard of. Papa Gino's, that's one of the ones I mentioned. CC's, that's another one. Kind of big. The rest of them I haven't even heard of. Pizza My Heart, the hell is that? Gotti's Pizza, I used to work for them when I was in college. No joke. I used to make pizzas. Godfather's, but they've become a minor chain. And a lot of these have filed for Chapter 11 over and over again and reemerged. I mean, even Uno Pizzeria and Grill. They used to be Pizzeria Uno and Uno Chicago Grill. Had to reorganize. Yeah. Yep. Not good things in the National Football League. Not good things at all. Now, I mentioned the going to the ground for the catch rule, which we'll finish up this hour with and spill into the final segment here. But basically what they're doing, they're talking about eliminating the going to the ground part of the rule, which, if you remember, it cost Dez Bryant a few years ago. It cost Jesse James this year. And I don't know. Do they ever get it right? No, not often. But again, here we go. You know, it's competition committee this, and you know, we're going to do that and all this stuff. I don't know. But they're trying to tweak it. And Tony Corrente, if you remember, said, we're inside of 2 minutes. In order to have a completed pass, receiver must survive going to the ground, whatever the hell that means. But they're going to eliminate it. We're going to eliminate this segment right here. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour of the attack. I'm Bob Black. You are not. Please don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Black, you. Phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. So, back in 2014, when Dez made the playoff catch, that's going to be a catch in the future. Well, yeah, it doesn't do much good for them now. You know, so everything that everybody knew is now being acknowledged as having actually happened. You know, the Calvin Johnson reception in 2010, and then the Jesse James from last year. So they're going to write the language where it is acknowledged that they caught the football. I mean, and they wonder why sets are clicking off in record numbers. Now, Mr. Mara, who's on the committee, said the Jesse James play, I think, should be a completion, but I'm not sure we're unanimous on that. But plays where guys seem to make the catch and then make a football move with it, I think most of us agree should be completions. Now it's just a question of coming up with the right language. Do you realize how many times they've tried to tweak this? Jeez. They're also talking about changing the penalty for pass interference to 15 yards. Now, if they do that, and they change that from a spot foul, it's going to alter the game offensively like they never dreamed possible. That they should leave alone. That's got to be discretion on the part of the referee. And I think Mark Murphy had a great point as we get ready to head out of here. The defensive backs are so good, we just have a series of 15-yard penalties at the end of games. It'd almost be like the NBA shooting free throws. We're going to shoot our way into the news right after this. Don't go anywhere.